Hey, podcasters. Great to have you on. Abby's cooking up an idea at the moment.
Clean version, because Maddie's was a little bit naughty.
It wasn't always the way.
It was naughty.
Uh-huh.
You know how the hex has gone up and it's like 7.1% right now? Why don't we become the hex, like, new bank? So if we offer people 4%, we're still getting money.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
We're undercutting the government.
Isn't that what loan sharks do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like those. But we're not ordering. We're not giving a higher rate. We're a lower rate.
Mm.
We unfortunately though need to have that in cash.
I know that. So we can only do it for arts degrees.
I'm stupid. So I'm happy to admit that. So with that 7% though.
Yeah.
I always thought for some reason it was charged lower or something with hex.
Yeah, it was definitely lower and you didn't have to pay it back until you earned over $45,000. Yeah. So they're changing the threshold and just the interest is going up on it, sort of, I guess, for the cost of living. They're sort of saying, well, no one's actually paying off their hex.
Right.
So I think they're kind of trying to be like, hey, if you've got any savings, pay off your hex to avoid the interest rate.
Right. Price. Okay, they're trying to get it done.
Secondary education, did you?
No, I didn't do any. No. My son has, with his audio degree that he did, so he's got to pay that off.
Is he using that?
No.
I mean, he hears stuff all the time.
Yes.
You could also do student loans. They're the worst. The help loans well. Yeah.
The Americans always joke about their student loans as their hex. Apparently, they track you down to the ends of the earth.
They don't have hex in America. That's why you've got to pay up front.
So I'm saying they do student loans over there.
Oh, they might do student loans.
They will hunt you down till the day you die.
I don't think that's through the government or a uni. That's through a different service.
Yeah, it's probably private.
Yeah.
But if you need to go to uni and it's for fortune, take out a student loan with a private company. Everything's capitalized over there, which makes it not work.
Yeah, the debt will rise by 7.1%. Yeah.
Mm.
It's the biggest increase in 30 years. But it was always quite low, but they're saying we have to put it up because it's indexed for inflation every year. And, of course, inflation's gone up. So that's why it's gone up so much.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
But, yeah.
All right, guys. At the end of this, code word pink. Pink code word today.
Moulin Rouge.
You're going to need that to get yourself to Pink in Paris.
Because you can't get again. You don't know what I'm...
No, sorry.
Oh. I do. I get it.
Really?
No.
You've never heard that song?
No. Oh, maybe.
Come what may.
Tap in because you can.
Because I can't have you. I don't want nobody, baby. If I can't have you.
Can you just type in because you can?
I will. Hang on. We'll give you answers to Alpha Bucks at the end of this. We have to go live in the air in 28 seconds.
Start your day the better way with Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
I had an experience last night that I thought was going to be horrible and I was dreading it. And I have to say, it was a great experience and I encourage women out there to do it because I went to the Victoria's Secret launch last night. I was emceeing at a Pacific Fair. It's a beautiful place down there.
It's a great shopping centre.
Like outside where they've got all the garden waterfall. And have you been there recently?
Not for ages. Do you end up going? You got invited too?
No, I didn't go. No, I didn't. I did feel weird about it because...
There was other men there.
Oh, there wasn't?
Yeah. No, and like there's heaps of different stuff in the store. So you can get different fragrance and bags. It's not all
there's
lingerie.
There's nothing for men, is there?
Well, eventually.
Do you not enjoy the lingerie?
No, I do, of course. But I felt like a creepo. My biggest fear, I would be the only guy there.
No, but the beautiful PR guy, Jeremy, was and if you're emceeing it, they've offered to do like a corset for you. And this was on email. And he was like, what colour? So the poor thing was emailing nonstop all these different colours. And he's like, I've never looked at lingerie so much before. And I was like, that's right. I'll sort it out with the girls when I get there. And to be honest, I was like, I'm going to wear a top. Not expecting that anything would fit me because going in to get a bra fitting is just horrendous for me. I do not enjoy it on any level because the first one I went to when I was in year 7 or 8 and the only size that they could get me was a maternity one.
Wow.
Yeah, it was awful. And it had like the clips and I just cried.
And I was like, I don't want to go to school. This is awful.
But it's changed. It's so changed. Now you can find something for your size. And I went in there and they're like, we're going to get you fitted. And I was like, okay. I'll let her know that obviously I'm more experienced because I'm older than her.
I've been dealing with these puppies for years.
She was so lovely because I was like, don't feel bad if you don't have my size. Like, it's not a big deal. And she's like, it's okay. And she was so gorgeous. She's like, that's fine. And I was like, oh, here we go. Like, I'm trying to keep telling her, please.
I never believe you, do they?
Don't need to wear anything. Mm-hmm. And she's like, that's fine. We do like the perfect fit here. So I'll just take you through the fitting experience. And I was like, oh, no, okay. So we went into this different room and they do like measurements.
Mm. Like Foot Locker? Do you put it on a steel thing and they extend it? And...
No, they did like measurements.
It was like a mammogram.
Just walk on this and press against this glass.
She'll let you know what measurements. And she's like, oh, that's fine. We've got plenty of those. And I was like,
that's good.
Okay.
You still didn't believe it.
I still didn't believe it. And then she's like, well, go and get like they get this like fitting bra that they put on first. And I was like, so this is not the underwear. She's like, no, this is just one to see how this fits. So then we'll be able to then decide the right one. And I was like, okay. So I just turned around. I was like, oh, I'll just get nude, put on the thing. And she's like, this is perfect. And I was like, this actually fits really well. Mm. Went and got a corset. And it was perfect.
That's great.
It did. But I was just like, and she was like, and when's the last time you got fitted? And I went, how old are you?
Yeah. See, that's the thing. Your mind sticks it back. It's like you go, oh, I don't want to go to the dentist because it's going to hurt. But that was back in the 80s. And now it's all like, you don't even know.
I know this sounds silly, but you feel liberated actually finding something that is comfortable and not digging in. And I am notorious for having like actual dents on my bra line or wires digging in and not being comfortable. And I was like, this is really good. I kept saying it to her. She's like, She's like, you're supposed to come back every 6 months. When's the last time? Did anyone get fitted out there?
No, but I really want to. I think
you never.
I just guess my bra size.
Because what they say like it's like 75% of women are wearing the wrong bra.
Yeah. Yeah. I definitely need to get fitted, I reckon.
So she even showed you like where the wire should be sitting under your arm, how it should be having some room here.
So you're wearing it now?
No, I'm going to wear it today.
Right. Mm.
Yeah, I didn't wash it, so it was one wear.
Right. So every 6 months.
Every 6 months.
Because kind of like change that much? Yeah. Do they change that much?
Well, I think they can.
They swell with the winter and with the cold.
No, but your people go on the pill, off the pill, put on weight, lose weight, you know, menopause, having kids. Like there's so many different changes where for you guys, nothing really changes, does it?
My boobs go up and down, depending on my intake.
Yeah, of course.
When was your last fitting?
Well, you should have come last night.
Yeah, see? You would have looked smashing in a corset.
Thanks, babe.
And it would have fit you perfectly.
Stab Abby and Matt on B105.
The Brisbane River is the brown snake.
If anywhere should have a brown snake in the Allens Snakes Alive, it should be Brisbane.
If the people want it bad enough, it can happen.
Yes, let's do it.
We can create a brown snake for you.
Oh! Collar. Okay,
snake that's plugged on your taste buds.
Oh, Brizzy's got a brown snake, a snake, a snake.
Yeah.
We have our brown snake lollies. Mm-hmm. We've got 10 bags. We got them from Allen's and they... Where are they, actually?
In the vault. We put them in the safe.
We don't have a vault.
We do downstairs.
Do we really put... No, not like where all the...
No, not in the cage where the freebies are for
you
the Black Thunders.
You went and stole some stuff recently. Actually, even Jack, our boss, did.
No, it's not stealing if the manager unlocks it and
that
says, come on in.
True. Is Jack stealing if he's got the key?
What did you steal?
I think Jack went and got a drink.
Yeah. We call it cage raiding.
Cage
raiding. In radio.
It's not there, though, right? Because that would break my heart. Could you imagine if we've gone all the way over there?
Someone's just walking around and seeing them like they're nothing. Yeah. These are nice.
So they're secure, but we would like now to share them with everyone in Brisbane. And we're like, how do we do that? Because I don't know about you guys, but I just keep promising people. People go, I would like to try one. I said, no, of course, I'll get one for you.
Yeah.
I've got no ability to do that. So
my mate texts me about them and he thinks it's absolutely horrendous that we don't have our own bag each.
Oh, yeah.
That there's only 10.
My friend said, I saw you in the factory. It's ridiculous you only have 10 bags. They're like, why didn't you just stay and make more? And I said, I don't know.
Well, because they told us there it takes like 2 days for them to set.
Yeah.
So
we could have stayed there for a few more days to.
Yeah, but we want to use the big conveyor belts. If you go on our Insta and stuff, you can see the videos. Mm.
These were hand poured.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we're in talks to try and get some of the workers because they don't run the factory on Saturday, Sunday. We're trying to get them in to do a cashie on a Saturday for us to do a run. Hopefully we can make that happen.
I think when you keep talking about cashies on air, they're probably not going to do it.
It's like a slang term.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
We'll pay you cash, but you still have to claim it.
Yeah.
We pay them cash. What they do afterwards is not
a reputable company. They'll be completely above board with it all.
But this is the thing. How are we going to get the brown snake to people? And we thought, well, no. Why don't we get the people to come to us? And why don't we have an epic party?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't get more iconic than the Brisbane River. That's why we did it. So we've decided to do the party as well.
On
the Brisbane River.
Yeah, we're going to be on a river. Yacht, and everyone on board is going to get to try the taste of the snake. It is a beautiful yacht that we're going on as well.
Yeah, it's fancy. Yeah.
So it's going to be happening Thursday, the 22nd of June. We have locked that in.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say something else.
Yeah, me too.
What do we know? No, you can announce that.
We want to organise a few more surprises that we haven't announced yet.
It'll be like me at the Yekka eating a bacon sandwich while looking at the pig. You'll be on the boat looking at the Brown River while you eat the Brown River.
We will not have any real brown snakes on board.
No, influencers learned that
but this is going to be amazing. So we would really like you guys to come on board, and you're going to have to listen next week of how you can get yourself there.
That's right. It is Yacht Vice, Brisbane River's newest super yacht venue. Now, it's got two levels and a full cocktail bar. It's available for private charter, which is what we're going to be doing, getting you on there. You can inquire at yachtclub.com.au. Like, just thinking with this party, does Havana Brown DJ?
Oh, that's good.
Chris Brown come and perform? I don't know if Chris Brown can sing as well.
You're talking about the vet?
Yeah. Or you get the Chris Brown, the rapper.
But what does he do? You just stand there. Like you said, perform.
No, I reckon he would sing. I've got a vibe that
You've seen him play guitar, I think. I've seen it on Instagram. Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Chris Brown.
Brian Brown.
Dr. Chris Brown doing vet checks on board.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. I would love to send Wally to Dr. Chris.
Wally's not coming on the... This is an exclusive.
Yeah, you can't bring your dogs. You're not bringing your dogs.
I love dogs, but they're not coming.
So, next week, from Monday, 8:30, you can get yourself on our super yacht to celebrate the official launch of our Brown Snake Lolly, where you will get to be one of the very first in the world to taste it.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
Alpha Box, Monday, your answers are... You got 20 seconds, we're live on the air.
I'll do it.
Ham, High Jump and Heineken, that's your 8 a.m, 7 a.m, Uno, Umbrella and Ukulele.
Laters, bye.
Bye.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
What's a generation? It's the generation game.
Yes, the world outside this studio is tearing itself apart and generations can't get along, but they do here for five solid minutes in the generation game, where we have three sets of generations all working together as a whole to beat my game. How's everyone feeling this morning?
Pretty good. Here.
Here, present. Abby?
Present-ish.
Matt?
I feel the same as I always feel.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel depressed. Myself.
Sad.
Do I look depressed? I'm not depressed.
No.
I was depressed.
Mm. Formerly.
Yeah,
I'm getting
it. Which is great because it can prove that it's just a state.
Yeah.
If you work hard, you can go through it. It's true.
Yeah, it's true.
Couldn't agree more. How are you feeling right now does not define you forever.
I could not agree with you more.
Thanks for checking in.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Your hair looks good. It does look
good.
Your
hair looks
fantastic.
It's
really good for your skin colour.
She's gone dark, everyone.
Why are you using a spray? That's amazing.
No. I've booked in to get my hair done next week, and I'm blonde, by the way, but I think it's too hard to maintain, so I'm just trialing different colours.
But how do you trial it? Did you just go and get...
It's like a root spray, so I just use the whole can on my hair. It's like a hairspray, so it's just like a washout with shampoo, but...
Careful with a root spray. Don't use it for the wrong thing.
Yeah, that's where you should use it other places. Can you get red?
I can try it. My natural colour is strawberry blonde.
I do love this chat, but we've got a game to get through.
You started the chat.
Yeah.
I just gave her a compliment.
Anyway,
when
undecided.
When I said the generation can get along,
let's go.
Not that much. All right. Question one. If I said to someone, you take a Bex love, what does that mean?
This is way before any of our generation. If it's a Bex... Isn't that like when you used to put it in, like my nana's era, where they used to put it in water and they used to take a lay down, like it's for a headache?
Oh yeah, you
is that
take a Bex style.
Like if you got a headache or I don't know,
could be like an aspirin.
Yeah, you used to put it into the water.
Yeah, I like that. I was going to say,
or is it like a rest
tablet? But
it could be.
I like yours.
No, I like yours.
No, I hate mine.
Oh, I love yours.
Like
take a Bex, like something for a headache or an aspirin that you put in the water and you lay down.
Yep, Abby's answer. That's good.
But it's Nana's era, so maybe that's wrong.
Yeah, all right. Well, as always, we will come back and find out the answers are correct or wrong. Question number two: name three of the top-selling toys for Christmas in the year 1998.
I wasn't fine.
Tamagotchi?
Oh. Do you know what? I still feel like I'm going Pokemon. Is that too early?
Pokemon's a solid answer. I reckon it comes up every year.
Mm-hmm. Pokemon, Lego?
Would Barbie?
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Or like a Mr. Potato Head? Or is that...
Nah. But would it just be like Lego, Pokemon? Isn't that the same as what it is now?
Yeah. I reckon throw Tamagotchi in there.
Tamagotchi?
Yeah. Tamagotchi.
Yep.
Pokemon cards.
Care Bears.
Oh, no. Care Bears were earlier.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, and Care Bears were like 19, I reckon 1990.
And Lego, chuck a Lego in.
There's got to be a specific one that we're missing for them to ask that one.
Mm-hmm.
Nah, I'll take them. Okay, we'll come back to that.
What, do you want to go more specific than Lego, just Lego generally?
I don't know.
Razor scooters? Were Razor scooters hot
then? Oh, I love a scooter.
Take out Lego, put in Razor scooter.
I've got one around the office.
BMX bike! That was 80s.
All right, Razor scooter.
All right, so we got Tamagotchi, Pokemon and Razor scooter, right? Okay, we'll get back to that. Question 3. Who is this?
Beautiful. My daughters, Rola, Sula, Tula, Vula, Fula, and Agape.
Con the Fruiterman.
Con the Fruiterman.
Fruiterer.
Con the Fruiterer.
Yeah. He used to be on a show. They used to play a few different characters, didn't
Comedy
they?
Company.
Yeah.
Comedy Company.
Never
heard
of it.
And Kylie.
Kylie Mole.
She used to choo-choo in. She's put it under her desk.
Okay.
Colin Carpenter. I used to love Colin.
It was like TikTok, but on television.
Right, okay.
I wonder if we look back at it. Was it really politically incorrect?
No, that one I don't think so. You never can tell
who
these days,
famous
probably.
Guy on
I mean,
it,
he's white, so he can't be doing that.
Hulk Hogan. No,
Hulk.
Who's the guy that went and played Hulk?
Oh, Eric Banner.
Banner was on it.
No, he was on the next incarnation, Full Frontal.
All right, next question.
All right. What are the names of Tammy Hembrow's children?
Oh, I know this one.
Wolf?
Saskia?
What was the youngest one that she just had?
Posey,
that's right. Yeah, she's broken up with him, though. I want to speak to her. I like her.
They were engaged, weren't they?
I think so.
Yeah, and then something happened.
Wolf, Saskia,
gorgeous,
and Posey.
Gorgeous kids.
Beautiful.
Her and her, like, they very much should be doing an Australian version of the Kardashians, that
family. Because they, the whole family, there's like four sisters, five sisters?
Do you know
sisters?
Who they are?
Yeah, well, I wrote the question.
No, you don't. They have fitness. They're into fitness.
Cool.
They've got a line of gym wear.
Cool. All right, from the top, let's see how you guys did this week. If I said to someone, take a Beck's Love, what does that mean? Abby said it was from way back in the day, the grandma's era, but you got it right. Here's a bit of the commercial.
Why don't you have a Beck's with your cup of tea?
Relieve your aches and pains with Beck's. Beck's is better.
Nice.
Way before our era.
Beck's is better.
Oh. Their marketing phrase was, have a cup of tea, a Beck's, and a good lie down.
I love it.
There you go. Name three of the top-selling toys Christmas 1998. Tamagotchi, bing.
Yes. Well done, Matthew.
Pokemon toys, bing.
Nice, yes. Abs, nice.
That's all. Tickle Me Elmos.
Oh.
Furbies.
Furbies.
Polly Pockets. Hot Wheels.
Polly Pocket, of course.
Yeah. I used to chew the plastic clothing that they would wear.
Oh, did you hear?
Okay.
Sorry.
I'm glad you said as a child. Right now.
Memory.
Now you're hearing about all this plastic that we're eating these days. You're like, ugh. Oh. Of course, that was Con the Fruiterer, couple of eyes from the Comedy Company.
Yes.
So you got that one right. That's a ding, mate. In ding, mate. And what are the names of Tammy Hembrow's children? Her son is called Wolf. Her daughter is named Saskia and Posey.
Well done,
nice. There we go.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
You're unaware of this, Abs, but I tried to help you out yesterday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Because I thought I noticed something that you might not have been aware of, so I thought I would bring it to your attention you could fix that up. Because when we were leaving yesterday, we left at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And so we came up the car park together and obviously you were driving to the physio, I believe you were.
Yep.
And I was going not my normal way, so I was actually behind you. And I noticed something on the back of your car. And so I followed until we got to the next set of lights. I could see your blonde hair blowing out your car window as you drove.
I mean, that's a bit of mayo.
Why?
I don't. No one.
Widows up, air concrete,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah, come on, mate.
Oh, well, yeah, okay. Yeah. That probably makes sense.
And Isabella Duncan? She got strangled. Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
She used to wear scarves, Matthew. Scarves. Love convertibles.
Not
and
a good
she, yeah. I'm tired, so I'm talking too much. But she had a long scarf and it, whew, on the
tyre. Got caught on the tyre?
Mm, mm.
That's a bloody long scarf.
It is.
Back tire, front tire?
I would say it's a back because it would be a convertible, but she's a ballerina, which was.
Right.
Keep going.
Eternally. And it just so happened that the lights up ahead changed to red, so we were going to be at the same set of lights together. So I pulled up next to you, and because your window was down, I put down my window and I leaned over, and I wasn't really thinking. It was just, I'll just do this quickly and can drive off. You don't know how long you've got before the traffic lights change. And I just went, leaned over to the passenger side and looked up and said, why have you got, you know, you got P plates on the back of your car.
Trying to be cool.
And that's the moment I realised that it wasn't your car and it wasn't you driving. And the lady looked down at me and went, because I'm on my P's. And I went, cool, just checking.
Drink driving.
Just checking. Random.
Had to start again.
Or did you just mistake me with someone so much younger?
It was about, you know me and cars.
You don't know cars, but my car is a very common car.
Right.
And it's a very common colour. Mm. I've got the, you know, the grey, so it's very sporty, but not so sporty that it's getting as dirty as the black, you know.
And you know, she just looked at me like, what?
I hate that when you do that. I hate it when you wave at someone. Someone did that last night. They waved, so I waved. And I was like, oh, I don't know who this is. And then, of course, I walked to the person behind me.
Mind.
And you're like, oh, all right, I'm just a waver.
It's like at the Acras when Lawrence Mooney said, hey, I like your hair. And I was like, thanks, mate. He goes, Abby, behind you. And you just shaved your head for charity. And here I am going, cheers, man. Yeah, I'm quiffing hard. I was so embarrassed.
301060, if you had one of those mistaken identity stories, my worst one was when I was at the Paddo, downstairs at the Paddo doing comedy, and I saw my agent at the bar, and I went over to him and I just grabbed him on the arm. We have a very touchy-feely relationship. He's a grabber.
Of course, he's your agent.
So you got to pay commission.
Yeah, exactly. And I grabbed his ass and he turned around and it wasn't him.
I hate that.
And I said, I'm sorry, I thought you were my mate. And he goes, that doesn't make it right. And I was like, you know what?
Did you hook up?
You're right. No. But then I did try to make up for about 5 minutes later. I saw my agent and I went over to him and I grabbed his ass. And it was the same guy!
Oh, no.
He's like, mate, put it away.
Stop it.
I told everyone I saw Craig David.
That's true, yes, and he was white.
That's like it, details that doesn't, I don't know why you keep bringing that up. It's got nothing to do with it. He was like a DJ and I was in New York and I was like, this is insane. Craig David is playing at this Irish bar in New York at 4 a.m. What is the chance? He was playing Craig David.
Was it because, so it was because the music.
He was
music,
a DJ and he was on a mic singing Craig David. How could I not?
Right.
Yeah. And then he was like, you probably need some food. So he took my.
I'll get you a bowl of wedges.
He took my friend and I to go and have pizza.
So you got pizza with Craig David.
Yeah.
Then we ended up, we got him on the show, remember?
Yeah. Did he? I waited the next day and I was like, so Craig David. He goes, nope, it didn't happen. I was like, are you sure I didn't meet Craig David?
No. Because he was American too, wasn't he?
But that happens though when you insist that someone's a celebrity and they keep going, no, I'm not.
Mm. Okay, well, I'll sign it.
Well, you did that the other day. You were saying that the other day when someone thought that you were Abby Chatfield and you just agreed with them because
it got too far and she loved her so much I didn't want to disappoint her.
Maybe Abby Chatfield's on her P's. Maybe that's what
Well, 13, 10, 60, mistaken identity. Have you got a story where you've, mistaken someone? Grope someone, I don't know. 13, 10, 16.
It's mildly taken out of context.
Yeah, it's your story, mate.
Kelly in Kalanga, we are talking mistaken identities. I thought I thought Abby had PD.
Oh, all right, Scotty.
Don't mistake that identity.
That's true. That's even worse.
But tell the
isn't
other
it?
Story.
I thought that Abby had P plates on the back of her car, so I pulled over to let her know. And
a bit
it wasn't
red
her
there
car,
after that
and
one.
It's a Freudian slip, everybody. It wasn't her car, and it wasn't her driving. Wasn't her B plates. When's that happened to you, Kelly from Kalanga?
Abby, this will make you feel a lot better about your Craig David story.
Yeah.
Okay. So back in 2016, I was over in London at a bar, I met Niall Horan, and it actually was Niall Horan from One Direction.
Okay.
And I'm not a big One Direction fan, so I didn't stand girls. Like, hey, like, nice to meet you, I'll be cool. And then a few years later, I was at a bar in Byron Bay, and I was quite intoxicated. Met this Irish guy sitting down across the table from him, and I was convinced he was also Niall Horan, and I was going on about this night that we'd met in London. He's like, not me. And I was just like, yeah. And it went on for like a few hours.
When your friends are like, Kelly, let's just go over here. And you're like, no, don't. I'm not going to let you get away with that, Niall. We had a moment.
My friend had to drag me away. She's like, you're just being weird now.
Oh, no. Okay. And so did the non-Niall Horan actually, now that you're sober, look anything like Niall Horan?
Oh, God, no.
No, he just had an Irish accent. Yeah.
Yeah. He was Irish and he was blonde.
Mm. Yeah, well, I guess.
Could have been Chris Hemsworth method acting for a role.
Yeah. Oh, poor thing.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
I heard a rumour last night and I was like, oh, I like it. I like it a lot. Because I was at the Victoria's Secret store opening at Pacific Fair and they had cocktail menu. And the cocktail menu, they were very insistent on having an espresso martini. Mm. And
it's all the rage, that thing.
It is all the rage. But did you know there's a rage, like, from way back? And I heard about the history of how it was invented.
People hiding vodka in their coffee at work?
There's a guy called Dick Bradshaw, and he was a celebrity bartender, very famous bartender. Mm-hmm. And it has that in the late 80s, a supermodel known as Kate Moss was on the way to a Victoria's Secret fashion parade.
Right.
And she went up to him and she said, do you know what? I need a cocktail, because he used to, like, give me what you want and I'll, like, tell me what you need and I'll give you a cocktail. And she went up to him and said, I need a cocktail that will wake me up and then me up.
Mm.
And he's like, you know what? I've got just the thing for you. So he blended sugar, vodka, coffee liqueur, and an espresso.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually not known as the espresso martini. He referred to it as the vodka espresso.
Ah, I like that
wow.
better.
Wow. How's that?
Didn't like him now, but now I might. You know, I like
you
to
like
copy
him?
A celebrity.
Mm.
No, I don't like to mix coffee in the morning, vodka at night.
Yeah,
I don't like
right.
to mix them, because otherwise that's dangerous.
Yeah, true. Yeah, my wife loves them.
Yeah. Mm. I think you love them or hate them, don't you? There's not really.
Yeah, I'm neither here nor there.
Yeah. I mean, it's all cool when you're in a club, but if
it just
I did
sounds
put,
good, doesn't
if
it?
I put vodka in this cup right now, it'd be like, ooh.
Unless you're Kate Moss, and she was very famous for that, wasn't she?
Good point.
Got to wash the cocaine down with something.
Stav, Abby and Matt on B105.
What did you find out in a credit check? Because Ash, our producer, is looking at buying her first home.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to refinance at the moment because, you know, want a better deal. And it's changed, because previously you could just do a little bit of a, oh, on average we spend about this. And they used to send you a bit of a chart and you'd have to put in childcare fees, your weekly budget for food.
Yeah.
And you can't do
alcohol.
That anymore. Alcohol. Yeah, well, I'd never put in that. That would be like recreation.
Yeah, I put it as mental health.
Yeah, yeah. They don't actually have a mental health category.
Oh, no, I added it.
Okay,
I never got approved.
Can't do that anymore.
Made you drink more.
Because now you actually put in your bank details, your BSB and your credit and your account number, and you upload it to the bank.
Wow.
So they can go through and they look at everything from your subscriptions, your PayPal account. They want to know if they can have access to that as well. I'm like, no, you can't.
Isn't that why they,
it's a bit harsh, but cool.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, people forget. They're like,
prove you.
Well, it's that thing of going, what?
It's a thing of going.
PayPal, what do you mean?
No.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Okay, cool.
Is it a sexy thing?
No, don't worry about it.
No. Just
whispering PayPal.
The way that you said, no, you can't, as in you can't do that.
Oh, I always say it wrong. I'm really sorry.
No, it's fine.
You can't have that.
Yeah, that's better. Don't they say to be careful too with you when you joke? If you give your friend money, just even at to dinner, and you transfer money to them, they say be careful what you put in the description, because that can go against you.
Oh, no, make it fun. I don't know. I don't think they really care about that.
Oh, okay.
They're not, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I've always done that. Even when I was doing the lotto here, I remember Adrian used to write some funny descriptions when it was going in. But I did have to prove to them, because remember I was buying lotto tickets and then you guys were transferring the money to a secret bank account.
Yes.
So I had to transfer that all in to my account so that it didn't look like I had a gambling issue.
Yeah. Did Scott find out about the secret bank account?
No. But Ash was saying, what about if the broker found out something? Can her partner, what did your partner say to you?
He goes, what if us had a secret OnlyFans account? And then we were sitting here and that's how we found out that one of us was doing the dodgy.
If anyone's found out anything while doing it, 13 10 60, because you would find out that your partner was gambling.
Yeah.
Scott found out that you were in debt.
Yeah, when we went to a broker. It was a hex debt, which is a big thing now. Yeah. He's like, what are you? He kept looking at me and going, but you didn't finish your degree. I was like, I'm one subject off.
Yeah, my statement still stands.
It's like, you've got that much debt? I said, you can't put a price on education. He said, they have. They have.
Or love. Can't put a price on love.
I wonder if affairs have been uncovered.
Yeah.
That would have to.
Like
you're transferring money to someone else, or you're out.
Yeah.
Yeah, your credit card statements paying for this hotel.
Yeah. 13 10 60. That's what we want to know this morning.
You can remain anonymous.
Yeah, of course. Absolutely. What has been uncovered from your bank statement?
I would like to speak to a broker and they can remain anonymous because they're the ones that find out all the information. Yeah. So brokers would know more about their customers than their partners would.
Yeah. Well, I guess because people have separate bank accounts. I wonder if when the brokers are putting through loans, would they call someone and go, hey, I've noticed this on yours. Can I discuss this in front of?
A good broker would.
Well, not really, because you're uploading it. You won't be able to get a house, I guess.
Could I ask for a broker client privilege, please?
Yeah.
Make him sign a Hippocratic oath.